Welcome to Module 5 of our overview of the MFA server. In this module, we're going to cover how to upgrade MFA from an older version to a newer version. This can be applicable to legacy form factor customers, and we'll also give you information on how to upgrade from older MFA server versions to the latest version. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go over first a demo of how to upgrade form factor to MFA server and some of the considerations that you need to take into account prior to this upgrade, because this is not just an in-place upgrade. The upgrade process for the MFA server is what we'll go over next. And then we'll go into the user portal a little bit and explain what that upgrade process looks like, whether you have it on the same box as the MFA server or if you're having it in the DMZ. So we'll go ahead and jump right into the demo here. And this, as you can see, if you're not familiar with form factor, this is the legacy product that spawned MFA server. And this is what the UI looks like. Now, whereas when it was the form factor agent, it was an in-place upgrade, this upgrade is a little bit different. You actually need to uninstall form factor and install the MFA server. To do this, there's some considerations. If you have the user portal installed, you would need to go to your inet pub folder, www root. I called my user portal form factor, but it could be form factor user portal or anything you name it, because you can customize the virtual directory. What you need to back up from the user portal is the web.config. I generally like to go ahead and make a new folder so that I can save my backups. And you just copy the web.config to the backup folder. And then the next step for upgrading from form factor to the MFA server is actually to back up a file in the data folder of form factor, and that is your PF data file. It's formfactor.pfdata.
So what is the PF data file? The PF data file is an encrypted file that we store on your computer that stores all of your user information and your settings. That way, if you lose or have to reinstall your server, you don't lose your users and you can get your settings again.
And what you see I did there is I accidentally moved the formfactor.pfdata, but we want to ensure that we're only copying it to the backup. This is because while we are backing up the formfactor.pf data file, generally with this upgrade, it will go ahead and keep this file here and everything here. We're backing it up simply for the fact that sometimes corruption can occur. So the next step is go to the control panel. And we're good there. And programs and features, or if you're on an older version of Windows Server, say 2003, it may be called add remove programs. Then what we need to do is simply uninstall form factor. But first, I'd like to go ahead and show you something in the form factor agent. Is I do have a couple of sample users, and I just created them so I could show that through the upgrade process, we will not lose our users or configurations. So I have a couple of test users in here. So the expected behavior is once I uninstall form factor, and then the next step I'll do is uninstall the user portal. And the uninstall generally goes quickly, but as with all software installations and uninstallations, it can take a minute. So just keep that in mind. So we then would uninstall the user portal. And the user portal, it has virtual directories and everything in IIS. This should remove those, but we'll go over more in depth in the user portal once we, in a future course. So now that we have form factor uninstalled, we go ahead and run the multi-factor authentication server setup. And one thing, again, to keep in mind about the multi-factor auth server setup is it can take a moment for setup to launch. The launcher comes up. And now, because I had form factor installed previously, it has logic built in to detect phone factor. If you hadn't had phone factor installed, or if you started with MFA server, this will say multi-factor auth server. But for the sake of this upgrade, we want to go ahead and use the same folder so that it can access that PF data file and save your configuration. So going through the setup, and once it's done with the setup, it should launch the MFA server UI, and I'll demonstrate to you that we still have our test users, if all goes well. But if all doesn't go well, we do have that backup of the PF data.
So Stan, is there any scenarios where I wouldn't have to uninstall the old version and just install in place?
Yeah, so there, like I said previously with phone factor, you could do in place upgrades. Now, if you've previously moved from phone factor to MFA server 6.0 or later, it will, the UI here will actually come up and tell you there's an upgrade available. And then it's an in-place upgrade, so you don't have to uninstall and reinstall. Also, you can go into help and check for updates. Or if you go to help about, you'll see that what your current version is. And on the MFA management portal, you can see this version as well. And go to the release notes in the download section and see if there's a more current version if you don't get that notification.
Okay, thanks, Stan.
No problem. So as you can see, all went well and we have our test users copied over. So that is how you go ahead and upgrade the MFA server. And for the purposes of this demonstration, I do not have user portal in my left bar, but you can upgrade user portal without having it in your left bar. If you go to the phone factor folder, which is one up from the data folder, and launch a PowerShell as an administrator, and navigate to the MFA folder, in this case, it's phone factor, and run the installer for the user portal. Now, you want to be sure that you select either 32 or 64 based on the platform of your OS. In this case, I have 64. And this is a consideration here for the upgrade. Is it, so what the old one was phone factor, right, Mike?
Correct.
And here is trying to say multi-factor auth. You can leave it default, but for user experience, I tend to have them put it back in phone factor.
Correct. You should use whatever the old user portal name was before. That way, if you have any DNS entries or redirections, that they will not be lost.
Right. And then you simply click. And if you have a different than a default website, you would select that here as well. Click next. And once this is completed, you have upgraded your user portal as well. As I mentioned earlier, with the MFA server, if you have 6.0 or later and there's a new version out, it will be an in-place upgrade and you will not have to upgrade the user portal by uninstalling and reinstalling. It will notify you that there's a new version of the user portal available and go ahead and install in place. This is the same for the web services SDK as well as the phone app.
The mobile app web service.
Correct. And this concludes our demonstration on how to upgrade to MFA server from phone factor, as well as how to upgrade the user portal. We'll wait till this installation finishes, but it sometimes can take a minute because it is recreating all the application pools and getting everything ready to go for the upgrade.
And after upgrading the user portal, you may need to do an IIS reset for the page to load.
Correct. Okay, so as I mentioned, with some installations and the resources available on your server, it can take longer than others. So we'll just wait this one out here. And there we go. You have now upgraded your user portal. And this concludes our demonstration on how to the considerations for upgrading from FoamFactor MFA server, how to perform the upgrade, how to upgrade more recent versions of the MFA server, as well as how to upgrade the user portal.
And this is also going to conclude our course on MFA server. And we're just going to go over the key points we covered in this course in a quick review. We went over how to create your Microsoft account and sign up for a free Azure trial.
How to create your MFA provider and the difference between per user and per authentication. And keep in mind that when you select per user or per authentication, you cannot change that moving forward. So be very clear if you want to have per user or per authentication set.
We also showed you how to customize and access the MFA management portal so you can customize the user experience, run reports, and do other administrative tasks.
And keep in mind, as we mentioned, the contextual server help files are a great resource. They are available both in the MFA server as well as in the management portal.
And one final thing to note about MFA server is it does require an internet connection to function. We do require a connection to our backend to place calls and authenticate.
Additionally, MFA server activation requires one-time use credentials that are only good for 10 minutes at a time.
We recommend that you use mobile app authentications as the best method because there are some inconsistencies with telephony coverage around the world.
Some features of MFA server can be installed without the server present in cases such as the DMZ.
And finally, if you have any questions about MFA server, we have a questions forum out on the MSDN social site, and a link to it is below.
Thanks again for joining us for this course on multi-factor authentication server. I hope you enjoyed it. Please come again for future MVA courses, and we look forward to seeing you.